These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending November 8th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Security researchers at Bitdefender published details of an Amazon Ring doorbell exploit that exposed owners' home Wi-Fi credentials. The researchers found that when initially configuring the device, the home network credentials are sent to Amazon cloud servers by creating an access point without a password and sending the information over an unencrypted HTTP connection. By spoofing a deauthentication message to a user and having them reconfigure the device, the researchers found network credentials could be sniffed over HTTP. Bitdefender contacted Amazon, who since rolled out a patch. The annual Pwn2Own Tokyo Hacking Contest focuses on security exploits for mobile and smart home devices. At this year's contest, exploits were demonstrated for Amazon Echo speakers, Samsung and Sony smart TVs, the Xiaomi Mi 9 phone, and Netgear and TP-Link routers, but researchers declined to attempt exploits for the Facebook portal or Google Home. The team of Amat Kama and Richard Zhu won the top financial award for a single exploit using an integer overflow in JavaScript to compromise and control an Amazon Echo. The duo is set to win their third straight Pwn2Own contest. Wednesday night in the United States, some mobile customers from all major carriers reported receiving text messages that appear to have originally been sent on or around Valentine's Day 2019. The texts all appear to have never been sent or received until now. iPhone and Android users reported receiving the delayed messages. T-Mobile, Sprint, AT&T, and Verizon were also mentioned, as were regional U.S. carriers in Canada and Google Voice users. A Sprint spokesperson said a maintenance update last night caused the error, and T-Mobile said the issue was from a third-party vendor. WhatsApp announced that it will roll out a global update for iOS and Android so that individuals can block other individuals or everyone from adding them to groups. Unless a user specifically says anyone can add them to a group within their privacy settings, WhatsApp will now send a notification asking if it's okay before they get added. Previously, users in India could select nobody, everybody, or contacts to add them to groups, but not specific contacts, but that feature was never rolled out globally. Apple updated its privacy policy pages, adding several technical white papers on how Safari, Photos, location services, and sign-in with Apple work. Apple also updated new privacy and security features added to iOS 13 and macOS Catalina. The November Android security patch is out, and this month marks the last one for the Google Pixel phone, which launched in 2016. Google says the Pixel 1 will get one more cumulative update in December, kind of a special update just for the Pixel 1. Google promised at launch of the Pixel 3 years ago security updates for 3 years. Facebook says that after locking down its group system last year, some app developers still had access to information about members they should not have had. In a blog post, Facebook said 100 developers might have accessed user information since April 2018, when Facebook increased access restrictions, and at least 11 of those developers accessed data in the last 60 days. Facebook has since cut all partners off from the data, which includes members' names, profile pictures, and other profile data. Freedom House issued its Internet Freedom Rankings, finding a worldwide decline in Internet freedom. Iceland and Estonia remain at the top of the charts, and China and Iran are at the bottom. While censorship is one of the factors it measures, disinformation and propaganda have also seen significant increases. Freedom House President Mike Abramowitz said many governments are finding that on social media, propaganda works better than censorship. Surveillance, which has a chilling effect on speech, also is on the rise. The U.S. and China have both expanded monitoring of social media, for instance. Freedom House was founded in 1941 by Republican presidential candidate Wendell Willkie and First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, and is currently 86% funded by U.S. government grants. The U.S. Army Research Lab has developed software that lets robots understand verbal instructions, carry out a task on its own, and report back. Such robots could do reconnaissance, check for IEDs, and other things done by robots now by remote control. Researchers from Tokyo's University of Electrocommunications and the University of Michigan have demonstrated how lasers could activate voice assistants. Microphones in mobile devices and smart speakers use microelectromechanical systems, or MEMS, to detect vibration in the air from sound and then convert it into electrical signals. The diaphragm used in MEMS to detect sound also is sensitive enough to react to variations in laser light. So, a laser pointed at a MEMS microphone and modulated properly can be read as voice, but you won't be able to hear it. To pull this off, an attacker would need a laser source, like a laser pointer, a laser driver, and an audio amplifier. That laser driver is intended for lab use, so it requires some experience to assemble properly. The researchers tested Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook devices and found that almost all of the smart speakers registered the commands from at least 164 feet away, though an iPhone was only vulnerable from a range of around 33 feet, and two tested Android phones were only controlled within 16 feet. Airbnb followed up on a tweet from last weekend to announce four new features to discourage house parties after the death of five people at an Airbnb-rented house party in Orinda, California. Airbnb will now verify 100% of its listings. A guest guarantee will make sure a listing matches its online description. Guests will be provided a rental of greater or equal value if the reserved listing does not match the description or receive a full refund. A 24/7 neighbor hotline will be created, staffed by humans, and Airbnb will do manual reviews of high-risk listings. Google, ETH Zurich, GND Mobile Security, Nuvoton Technology, and Western Digital have partnered to create OpenTitan, an open-source secure chip design project. The idea is to build secure chips for data centers, storage and computer peripherals that can easily be inspected for backdoors. OpenTitan will be built off Google's own Titan chip design used in Google's Android phones and multi-factor security keys. OpenTitan will be run by a nonprofit community called LowRisk, that's R-I-S-C. The Financial Times reports China is rolling out emotion recognition systems that use facial expression scanning as a means of crime prevention. The tech is rolling out to the region of Xinjiang, as well as subway stations and airports, to identify criminal suspects. Axios reports that some experts are skeptical of the technology's effectiveness, pointing to a 2019 study that found it was not possible to assign an emotional state based on facial expression alone, regardless of the context, person, and culture. Finally, Russia's sovereign internet law went into effect last Friday. The law requires all ISPs to route traffic through state-controlled infrastructure and sets up a framework for a national system of domain names. The Kremlin has said the sovereign internet law was designed as a security measure to let Russia operate internal networks without access to the World Wide Web in the event of an emergency or cyber attack. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.